In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. An invitation this morning for the Regional Health Minister to come and work a few shifts on the wards at Muswellbrook Hospital to find out what is really happening on the front line. Bronnie Taylor is an experienced registered nurse and recently told us she would work every waking hour to find a solution to the nursing crisis here in the Upper Hunter. The New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association is demanding more details about an announcement this week that 10,000 extra health staff will be employed across the state over the next 4 years. Muswellbrook Branch Vice President Peggy Smith says they seriously doubt there'll be any more nurses for the Upper Hunter from this.
Say she needs to actually come down and see what we're working with. I think we'd love to tell her some stories. We'd love to see her work. She's got a registration. We'd love to see her come and work a couple of shifts and see whether or not then she thinks that this is the solution.
Another long weekend and renewed pleas to us to all drive safely across the Upper Hunter. Double demerit points came into effect at midnight and will remain for the rest of the weekend. Police will be targeting various roads, including the New England and Golden Highways. Hunter Valley Police Region Commander, Acting Superintendent Joe Schultz, says officers never know what they're going to come across when they pull over drivers.
I wouldn't say necessarily surprised by it, because I think most police have seen all sorts of behaviours. Unfortunately, but we do try and interact with motorists. It's not just about doing that random breath test, but we do like to check in, make sure they're okay, not too fatigued, driving safely and driving to the conditions.
Great news this morning for the future of one of Australia's iconic animals, courtesy of the efforts of a local wildlife sanctuary. Aussie Ark has confirmed the births of 9 Tasmanian devils at their Barrington Wildlife Sanctuary. Aussie Ark Ranger Kelly Davis says the arrival of these little carnivores is an important moment in their devil comeback campaign.
What we first need to do when we find a devil in a trap is find out who it is. So all of the devils in here have a microchip just like a cat or dog, and we have a corresponding health sheet for that individual. We then want to find out how much they weigh to assess how well they're doing in this environment. We give them a body condition score, and then the main moment is checking that pouch to see if there are joeys inside.
And if you were thinking about booking in to become the Upper Hunter's Top Gun champion later this month, then you better start moving at breakneck speed. Bookings for the special Top Gun competition on a flight simulator at Hunter Warbirds in Scone on the last weekend of this month have sold out. But due to that popularity, organisers have created a small number of extra flight times over the 2 days that can now be booked, but it's on a first-in, first-served basis.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Two tries to centre-turn-back-row forward Tyler Wolfgang has helped Denman record their second victory over Greta Brinkston in 5 days. The game in front of an enthusiastic local crowd at Denman last night was a lot closer than Sunday's clash, where the Devils thrashed the Colts. A second-half comeback last night wasn't enough for the visitors, with the Devils winning 23-14. And in the NRL, the Knights return to the field this weekend after sitting out with a bye last round. The season not getting any easier for the club when they take on defender Premiers Penrith on Sunday. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.